Welcome to another special offering from the Rush Hour. MG and Liam Flanagan here. We got something for you.
Oh yeah.
Get ready.
He's the highest mark you can score.
Oh, Christy Allen, 1980, baby.
I wasn't born when that song came out. And
I was.
When, for those not aware, we are doing a fullback special, hence he's my number one. We are going to judge the top.
And I just wanted to hear a song that I heard back in the Blue Eyed Disco days, that's all. Christy Allen, one hit wonder, man. He's my number one. That's 1980.
We were trying to decide how we'd open this podcast, and you just started singing. I said, "What is that?" And you said, "Go to YouTube, look, Christy Allen. He's my number one." So that's what we're doing. We're talking about our number ones. There are 16 fullbacks in the competition right now.
Yeah.
Arguably, the quality at the position has never been greater.
Mm.
Now, we thought about ranking them 1 through 16, and we thought that's probably not fair on maybe some of the fullbacks at some of the clubs that aren't performing so well.
True.
So, as they do in rugby league in the NRL, we are going to do a top eight. We're going to do the finalists at the fullback position. And
I love it.
And we have prohibited you, MG, from doing what you often do when you power rank things. You give honourable mentions.
Okay.
No honourable mentions allowed. You're either in the eight or you're not.
Yep, I understand.
And I've got the full list of fullbacks in front of me. And bugger it if I know how you're going to do this.
Well, what I've done on current form from the first five games, 1 to 8. And then I've got overall fullbacks.
Oh, right. So you got...
So 1 to 8. On reputation, performance, basically over the last, you know...
Over their careers.
Yeah, 3 or 4 years.
Okay. So you've got a current form list judging them this season through five rounds, and then you've got an overall reputation list. Okay.
Yep.
Start us off. Why don't you start us off at...
Number 8 for the form players.
Yeah, why don't you roll through that?
Number 8 is William Kennedy from the Sharks.
Will Kennedy?
Yeah. He's just been a breath of fresh air in an otherwise turbulent season thus far. For more reasons than one that we keep speaking about, but the shining light at the fullback role has been him. I've loved watching him play footy this year. He's been, ever since the injury to Johnson, Matty Moreland's gone to 5'8", and they said, well, who's going to play fullback? Well, guess what? Will Kennedy is an ample replacement.
And what's remarkable about that as well as MG is that wouldn't have been a lock the season beginning. Cronulla said, what's our best team? They would not have had Will Kennedy at number one. Okay, so he comes in at 8 on your most informed fullbacks in the competition.
He does. 7 is Roger Tuivasa-Sheck. Started pretty brightly. Had one game, I think one game I gave him 3 points for Dally and Man of the Match. Not sure, I forget who it was against, but RTS has got he's going to Union next year.
Yeah.
He's been a fantastic player and servant, but sometimes just it looks like that you want him to get more involved, but looks like he's got maybe one eye on Union. So
it's a bit of a farewell tour for RTS this year.
When he's on, he's on.
We go on about Tom Trbojevic's importance to Manly. RTS would probably be next from a how reliant on a particular on a fullback a club is.
Oh, for sure.
Because the Warriors, if RTS is flying, the Warriors are going good.
He's their man. He's their main man. Dally M winner.
Okay. So RTS at 7, right? 6 on this is the most informed fullbacks in the comp right now. Top 8.
AJ Brimson.
Of course, should be higher, but that's
AJ Brimson makes it in there. Look, he's the incumbent Origin fullback. Well, he was until he got injured in one of the games. And just along with the other, he's part of the big three. You know, Melbourne just have the big three. Well, now the Titans have got the big three in Fifita and Tino and AJ Brimson at fullback.
Yeah.
That's
their big three. I'd like to see Jamal Fogarty. I think there's probably a big four. You know, that's maybe personal preference.
You'd like a big 13, but unfortunately we can't.
Okay, 5.
We had him on the show yesterday, Matty Dufty.
Matty Dufty at 5.
Has been awesome. Just love the way he injects himself into the game. And if it wasn't for these four players in front of him that I'm about to mention, He might have an Origin jersey.
All right, we'll rattle them off for us. Who's it for?
Gutho.
King. The king of the Parramatta.
Three is Latrell.
Latrell at three.
Two, Pappy.
And
Teddy at one.
Teddy at one. So, just recapping, MG's top eight fullbacks in the competition on form this season. Will Kennedy from the Sharks at eight. Roger Tuivasa-Sheck at seven. AJ Brimson from the Titans at six. Matt Duffy from the Dragons at five. Gutho's at four. Latrell's at three. Pappy's at two. And Teddy's at one. Pretty fair top eight, MG, you've got there.
Fair. I found it hard to leave a couple out, but I'm not going to say who they were.
No honourable mentions.
No honourable mentions, but there was, obviously, if Dylan Edwards didn't break his hand, he would have figured because he started the season on fire, but that's the eight on the top, on the first five rounds of the competition.
We've said that you can't give an honourable mention, but I can, because I reckon a bloke that is, look, he's not in the top eight, but he deserves an honourable mention, is Dane Laurie.
He was my number nine.
For what he has done at the West Tigers, the team that is going like a busted, he deserves an honourable mention.
Well, I fair dinkum, tossed a coin between him and Will Kennedy.
Yeah, Dane Laurie's been outstanding. He's a real find for the Tigers so far this season. All right, I'm really interested to see how this form top eight compares with your reputational top eight. What I'd like you to do is go in reverse, please. I'd like you to start at number one for the reputational top eight.
Okay. Teddy.
Okay, so that matches up because he's the best player in the game.
Yes. Number two is Tommy Turbo.
Wow, a bolter. Not even in your form top eight for obvious reasons, all the way to number two.
Well, they say out of sight, out of mind, and we forget how good this bloke is on his day. He's magic. He's fantastic. And, I think out of all the fullbacks, he's been the second best over the last, I'd say, 3 years.
Well, and I think it's a good point you make, because when you look at that form list, Latrell's new to the position. I mean, Gutho's been playing there most of his career. Duffy hasn't had regular game time there. AJ Brimson's kind of new to the position. Tommy Turbo at number two. Okay.
Number three is RTS.
Yeah.
Roger Tuivasa-Sheck for his contribution to the code has been enormous. So, he's number three.
You've got the three real dominant fullbacks of the past 5-6 years.
Yes.
Then. Yep.
Yeah. And then you've got the next guys, the next seven guys could probably put in any order, but I've tried to get them in the order that I think they've had the impact on the game from the number one jersey.
Okay.
Which leads me to number four, which is Ryan Papenhuyzen.
You've got Papenhuyzen at four.
Yeah. I haven't seen a kid like it. Even Billy Slater, it took a few years to warm up. This guy hit the ground running at fullback. It's just when we thought we'd seen the best fullback of all time, which we probably had in Billy Slater. Mm. Along comes this clone who is the same size, plays the same type of game, but I don't know what he's made of, because he just puts his head where other blokes wouldn't put their knees. He wants to be in the game. He wants to be a winner. And at the moment, he's their marquee player. In a team full of other marquee players, Papenhuyzen is the Storm's marquee player. But last year he got the Clive Churchill Medal in the Grand Final. He had a fantastic season last year. He burst on the scene the year before, and basically ever since he's come into first grade as a starting fullback, he's made it his own, and he just has an unbelievable impact on the game.
I think I know this is your eight, but I've got a microphone, so I'm going to weigh in. I think you've overshot Pappy there. I'm not saying, I think by the end of, in 3 years, 4 years, 5 years' time, he probably sits one and two with Teddy. But at the moment, I think you've overshot him. But that's okay. Yep. I think he's a little too high.
I think a lot of people listening to this will.
Okay. Who have you got at five?
Kalyn Ponga.
Yeah, I would have had Ponga above Pappy. I think just a few more runs on the board. But
a bit like, Kalyn is one of them guys who we want more of every game because we know how special he is.
Yeah.
Even his first game back, he broke a tackle, drew the fullback, put some over for a try. We go, look at him. He's been out for so long, and he'll only be better for the run. He's a special talent. He's one of the kids who just comes along, and you go, oh, my goodness. But again, a bit like, I suppose, Turbo, a bit out of might.
Out of sight, out of mind,
but can play.
The other thing there is, I guess, and the thing that jumps Pappy from a reputation perspective, he's got the comp win. He's won a comp, I know he was stated at an amazing club, but he has won a comp. Okay, six.
Gutho.
Yeah, see it.
The king.
He's the other one I think I would have had above Pappenhausen only because he's been doing it for, you know, 60, 70 more games. And yeah, he is that barometer for the Parramatta Eels.
Yeah, I take that on board and take it on board and throw it out the window.
I've heard what you've said. I've chosen to ignore it.
Number seven is AJ Brimson.
At seven?
At seven, yep. Special talent.
High praise for the kid.
Special kid. A team player. Starred last year for Origin at fullback. In a team that was basically, you know, not given any chance. He rose above it all, and he was, in my estimations, he just went to another level. And I think in the last, you know, in the last 3 or 4 years, he has been a mainstay at fullback. He had a long-term injury, which kind of kept him out for a while of the game. But since he's come back, my goodness, he's a guy that I love in my team.
Now, we have arrived at the final spot on your reputation top eight. And there's two names that I thought might have been in there, and neither of them have appeared yet, which means one of them's going to miss out.
I know who you mean because this is who I – but then I thought of the impact that they've had. A lot of people – the guy I picked at eight, a lot of people said that he wouldn't be a good fullback, that he's wasting his time playing fullback, and I think they're all wrong. I think he's going to be a magnificent fullback. His name's Latrell Mitchell.
Yeah.
Sneaks into the top eight, basically on reputation, because he was the one, before he went to fullback, he was the world's best centre. And it's going to take some transformation for him to basically, turn into a fullback's body, which is, you've got to be fitter, and he's realised that, because this year he started off on fire. And I just could not have him not in my in my top eight. And I know the guy who you said was just missed out, with Matt Duffy.
Yep.
Yep.
But I think also...
Matty's form has been up and down a bit of late, and even being dropped last year for form, you know, Latrell's never dropped.
Yeah. The other bloke that... a noticeable absentee, and not that he deserved to be necessarily in either eight, but Val Holmes. Probably one of the biggest names, but doesn't have the form to justify being in that top
eight.
Well,
the one I left out that I had a headache about was Dylan Edwards in the form top eight. I think that last year he came of age as a fullback. This year when he started, before he broke his wrist, he was on fire. So, yeah, I went with Latrell mainly on reputation because he's going to be one of them players that can turn a game on his own.
But that's an interesting point. As you look at the competition ladder, MG, when we put so much importance on the position at the moment, and it's the flavour of the month. It's where everyone wants to play because that's where the most cash is being spent, and there's so much depth at the position. And yet, the team that is sitting undefeated and last year was absolutely flying as well doesn't have a fullback that sits in the top eight, either on reputation or form. Which just goes to show if you've got balance throughout your team.
Goes to show it's a team game.
It's a team game. All right, I like that, MG. We will put MG's top eight for both form and reputation.
I like that little exercise. We should do that with every position.
A couple of other positions, I think. If you want to weigh in, if you think MG's top eight is way off, or you're a bit
of... What about hookers? Next, we can do hookers.
We can do hookers.
And halfbacks.
Immediately my head jumps to, we can do every position. Yeah. We might have to do that. I hope you've enjoyed. Let's finish off with a little bit more of a little bit more of Christy Allen.
Thank you. He's a example, such a beautiful sample. He's my number one.
Hey, hey, hey.
Ha. That I treasure, it will go on forever. He's my number one. Hey. He's my number one, sure. 100 out of 100 is the highest mark you can score. Mr. Tedesco, 100 out of 100, baby.